You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. You're all comfortably in your seats and we're ready to begin. Just a reminder to turn off your phones, and that video recording and flash photography is absolutely not allowed. All right, welcome to JFL 42. It's showtime.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret it?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hand. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics.
No directions. I love doing it.
We don't have boundaries.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
How you doing, all right? Welcome to the fucking You Know What, Dude? You Know What, Dude? Podcast. Fuck, I hate sitting on stools. Just Fat Guys on Stools is the name of my next album. It's fucking my little it just makes me feel like shit. You can feel how little my pecker is right now.
This sucks.
But we got a. Is there people that I see these people? Does it go all the way back? Woo! Fucking A. We're going to have a great show. I don't know if you listen to my podcast. Do you guys listen? Woo! All right, great. 8 people out of fucking 100. I'm sorry, I'm not Marin.
So what did you feel?
Not that. That's not that. I don't want anybody to cry. There's no fucking topics. It's not me ranting to myself, being all the people. This is a comic hang. That's all it is. We just go. If it's funny, it's funny. If it's fucking boring, it's boring. It's a comic hang. Just picture you going to a fucking comedy club and you see the comics in the back yapping. That's what this is. Sometimes it gets heated. Sometimes it's fucking hilarious. Some people get made fun of. Sometimes people reveal weird fucked up shit. But I hope you enjoy it. So we got to, I mean, literally this fucking show tonight is off the chart. They gave me a list of people, and the 2 people we got were the 2 people I was like, they're not going to do it, but I'm going to ask. And they said yes, which is fucking weird because I didn't think they liked me. But, you know what I mean? But they do, I think. But, well, they were just lonely in Toronto. But let me bring out this motherfucker. I've known him. He's from Toronto. He's one of your local comics. He's hilarious. Not tonight or on this festival, but... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He's fucking funny as shit. Rob Mayhew, everybody. Come on out here, motherfucker. Sit right down there. He used to be fat, too, by the way.
So I fucking love looking at your dangly little legs.
I love
shit.
I love that he's fucking, the drunker he gets, the meaner he gets. He's still Canadian. It doesn't scare me. Does nothing to me. Even you grew that fucking hipster beard.
It's a Mujahideen beard. You have no idea what that
it's
means,
It's not
huh?
them. It's you.
All right. Listen. Oh, we should have had a bomb bandana.
We don't. Do we have a bomb bandana? I don't got it.
There's a fucking whole prop closet back there.
Well, what the fuck? I'm not fucking the groundlings. I don't know what the fuck.
I wish you would have flat tired that so badly.
Like that? All right, listen, for you guys who don't know, when comics, we talk to each other, a lot of times we bust balls and it falls flat. We usually have a bomb bandana on the show, and Rob would probably get it twice by now, right? But we're going to start the show. We got an hour. First of all, I want to give it, not to be cheesy or fucking, I get the guys here and Just for Laughs 42, They didn't know. They didn't have the microphones. They didn't have shit. They put it all together in literally 20 minutes. They got five microphones. They're recording this. So give a hand for everybody at this comedy club. You're very lucky to have this place. This is a great spot. So thank you very much. So let's bring out everybody. If we have a little music, that'd be awesome. If not, I'll just hum. let's bring out everybody. Let's bring out the guests on the show. Ready?
All right. Well, we'll start with a friend of mine, also a local via Africa. You can see he's via Africa.
You just want to say via.
Yeah. I'm sponsored by the rail company. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see his show here at JFL 42. Give it up for Arthur Simeon, everyone.
Arthur. No. That's not. Hi, Arthur. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's not even African. That's terrorist. I'm doing great.
I do.
You have to talk like Mustafa.
Oh, okay. I do five voices. So.
All right, give it up for Al Magical, everybody. One of the fucking.
Now you got to introduce me.
Yeah.
Tell him his credits.
Yeah, it'll be easier if I do it in a reverse order, everybody. So he writes for Deadpool. He's one of the comedians of comedy. Give it up for Brian Posehn, everyone. If this isn't Arthur, I'm going to shit my... God damn it. You were supposed to be Arthur.
I'm trying to push him out.
Arthur didn't think your credits were good enough? Is that the problem?
Yeah. Do you have any voices?
No.
Okay, good. All right, let's bring out the last guy.
Well, the last guy is sitting to my right.
Can you stop holding your cup like an asshole?
Which one of us?
Put it on the thing.
Thank you. Thank you to the person who said table to fucking Bobby.
All right, who didn't know
what a fucking table was.
All right, alternative comic lover. Table.
I love that that's your idea of alternative comedy. What a table is.
No, I was making jokes. That's the joke, you fucking asshole. Just bring the fucking African dude up.
Ladies and gentlemen, actually Arthur Simeon.
Arthur! What's up, buddy?
You got ruffles.
Why'd you ruin it?
Yeah.
No, you actually ruined it right now with that. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. Good to see you.
All right, well, here's the deal. I've been on tour with you. That's where I met you. We did the Just for Laughs tour.
Yes.
And, Al, I met you in New York City.
Yeah.
But, of course, I've known you for a while, but we actually got to hang out and talk, and I feel like we've met a couple times. I've never met you.
Oh, really?
Until tonight. Yeah, really? No. I've just been a fan. I'm a fucking, like, a geek fan of his. I love him, and of course, comedy.
Well,
but
that's the interesting thing with Brian, and I think the misconception with a lot of the alternative comics, and we're, you know, San Francisco comics, but that they only like each other and they don't like regular comedy. But Brian, I mean, when we first met, he's like, I love fucking Joe Rogan, and all the like comics you'd think like San Francisco comics or alternative comics really snooty. Like, you don't, right?
No, it's true. Some of my friends were, but I always wasn't.
You
were
better
like,
than them.
I like people that make me laugh.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter the other shit. But yeah.
Well, I'm a big fan of yours because of course, Deadpool. I'm a big comic fan, but we were talking backstage.
Fucking Ryan Reynolds is here.
If Ryan Reynolds is here right now, I'd lose my shit. I would literally fuck the shit out of Ryan Reynolds. I'm sorry, I'd let him fuck the shit out of me. But we were talking backstage, and this is a funny thing because you have kids.
I don't have kids.
No kids. And you hopefully. Please, none. You don't have any, right? You just killed a bunch of them. Sorry. That's funny. Yeah, I said that, but then you used the Lord's name in vain. That offends me. But it's funny that, like, having a kid, like, you're one of the guys, you and Louie, were one of the guys that when I was thinking of having a kid, I was like, well, because the biggest fear is that
you're going to lose.
You're going to not be funny anymore. Like, you're going to become a human being and have empathy and care about shit and lose your edge, and all of a sudden, you're just going to be a dude, a sweaty guy at an airport holding a bunch of shit with a wife with a ponytail just screaming at you. You know what I mean?
No,
we're boarding. You can't go to the fucking bathroom. Why are you going to the bathroom and you're holding all this shit?
Yeah,
and
parents always look wet to me.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. When I was, before my son was born, I was going through the same thing, but it was guys like him, Fitzsimmons, Louis. But with Louis, I was like, well, I don't want to do exactly, because he hates his kid. And so that was like, because before when people would talk about kids, it was like cutesy, cutesy, but then Louis was like super honest on stage. But then you were like, well, now I can't, that's burned that. I can't hate my kid.
Yeah, but I don't think he hates him to his their face.
No, no, he does. He does hate him to their face. Well, I heard a story. I did.
Are you supposed to be telling this story?
Fucking really, he really hates him. No, I was.
I'm never going to be on Louis again.
I figured it this way. Sorry, blame me.
No, I did the Conan. He goes, I did Conan Tonight Show. We're in the 8 months. I was the second guest on the Conan Tonight Show. I'm standing, and Conan was very nice. So Conan's standing there in a wife beater, stood there with me and my wife for 25 minutes after the show. And talk to us, which is, you know, Craig Ferguson doesn't even have you on when he's there. You know, like, and so.
You know, Craig is here tonight, right?
He's the guy who clapped for Deadpool.
He's the guy who clapped for Deadpool. Yeah.
And so. Yeah. I was standing with Conan. He goes, I like how you do kid material because it's really weird. Like, he goes, when Louis does kid material, he goes, he was here talking about and saying, like, his kid was a cunt. And stuff like that. And then it was really weird because his kid was just standing right there.
No way. His kid was at the show?
And you just saw the wife and the kids just stand there looking from the green room, just like looking out, and they look just like,
Mommy, what's a cunt?
Father? Right. Why, father?
Yeah. It's that bald redhead out there.
Yeah. Doesn't a part of every one of you hate your kid a little bit?
First of all, your voice is just commanding. I mean,
doesn't part of you.
All I heard was, doesn't part of you hate? Doesn't part of you hate? Doesn't part of you hate?
I heard Eddie, you will not marry her. You will come back.
Yeah.
Not your princess.
Is that coming to America?
Yeah.
Now you got to join in.
But what did you say?
Does part of you hate your kid?
Yes.
Well, I think being a parent is the best thing and the worst thing side by side at the speed of light. So as soon as your kid is just a fuck and you're like, ugh, he does something amazing that makes you fucking want to bite him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just this struggle of, oh, I got to fucking change you. I got to go here. We got to do this. And there's no way out of it. A friend of mine said it's like taking a dog and throwing it in a pool. It just, you got to do, it's got to swim. And being a father, I think, especially for me, was just like that. It just, you have to go.
You haven't even gotten started. Like, the good stuff is still going to come.
Yeah, he's got a 2-year-old. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. So I have a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old.
You have a fucking 13?
Yes.
You have a friend. You actually have a friend. Yeah.
Total best buddy at that point. Like, he asked me to buy Axe body spray the other day. I was like, no, we don't do that.
You don't want to be a douche.
We're not those guys. Yeah. Yeah. I go, yeah, we don't do that.
I like Axe body spray.
No,
you would.
He's an Old Spice person.
Would you say I would?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Rob.
I gotta say something.
Sorry, I don't wear fucking almond oil.
What is that?
I don't even know what that means.
What is that?
You rub fucking pussy juice on your armpits.
Deodorant is fine. I don't know.
But we're big Bay Area sports fans, so when the Golden State Warriors won, I mean, we had been fans of that team. So I sat with my son and my daughter, and my daughter was making Golden State Warriors signs and putting them in the house. Yeah. It was like the best thing.
That's awesome. You can make them like the shit you like.
Yes, that's the best part.
Like, I just went to Weird Al with my kid, and it was the best fucking night of my life. Like,
so my kid's going to love massage porn?
If you want him to, yes.
You can gently push him towards that. Yeah, yeah. Just be like
the real massage point where she actually gives the massage. Yeah, yeah. And then I can't. And then slowly, okay. Yeah. Not the right to it.
Daddy, I don't understand why I can't wear my Brazzers t-shirt to the party.
I'm finding when my kid's a dick, though, the things that are dickish about him are totally from me.
Yep.
Like, so when he's an asshole, it's like a little version of me.
Yeah, but I'm looking
all the time, and I'm like, I can't get mad because it's like, oh, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Like, somebody will go, you're a cute kid, and he'll go, no, I'm not. And I'll be like, that is totally me. Like, like, if he's being a dick, it's, well, daddy's kind of a dick, so.
Yeah. Well, my kid, he's just starting to talk. And that's a weird thing, is you think your kid is never going to walk, is never going to talk, and there's something because they're literally going, da, 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 da. And I was like, I was hoping for a prodigy. I was kind of hoping for a kid that was just going to, you know, just be able to say, like, that's an exaggeration, daddy. You know, like, I don't know, like,
at
my friend.
6 months old.
The guy who owns a comedy cellar, Gnome, who's a friend of mine, his kid is a fucking prodigy, and it's annoying. His fucking Facebook aggravates me because it's his kid going, you know, bassoon, violin, and they're they were born the same week, and the fucking kid knows what a bassoon is. Like, knows the shape of a bassoon, knows the Beatles, knows the songs. He does, and my kid's just going, da, ma, ba, this. That.
Yeah, he has a better dad. What do you... His dad owns the Comedy Cellar. You're Rob Kelly. Yeah.
He really does. But let me ask you a question, though. It's almost like... Sometimes I feel like he's like a fucking new iPhone. Like, dude, you see the new iPhone? Like, look, tell everybody what he can do. Like, show him, say bassoon.
Yeah, yeah, he's parading his kid around, showing him, putting it in your face.
I mean, believe me, I'd do the same fucking thing if my kid knew what a bassoon was, but my kid doesn't.
I'm not sure I know what a bassoon is, to be clear. What the fuck is a bassoon?
I was waiting for someone to chime in with an explanation.
Do we not have bassoons in Canada, maybe?
It looks like a floor bong. It looks like a 6-foot bong.
And it has a bassoon.
And it's got a little tube.
Is that how you relate?
Like a bong. Yeah.
Is that how you relate everything? Yeah, looks like a bong.
I was hoping one of you would chime in and be like, this is what a bassoon is.
But you're going to see, you're in this world where all these parents are competitive and crazy, and they're following their kids around, and they're hammering them with flashcards and shit like that. And so I know him. He seems like a nice guy, but he's fucking probably with flashcards, fucking just grilling them nonstop.
Yeah.
And the kid can't be a kid like your kid and fucking make a mess and play with water and fucking just
drool. He's not special.
Can't roll around on the rug.
The fuck? My kid's not in dirt. He's not in dirt.
Can't, like, just run around in his fucking huge diaper.
No, we change his diaper, Al. What the fuck are you talking about? Just a fucking piss diaper?
Piss diaper? You know when they have that fucking saggy piss diaper and they're walking around? Like, you put the kid in the swimmy diaper and it fills up with the pool water and your kid's just running around. It's fucking huge. He can't do that.
He's just being a kid.
It's funny, though, when you have the baby, the pregnancy is such a fucking great time because your wife gets big and you think you wouldn't like that, but it really is fucking cool and sexy. But then when you go in, when...
No one's agreeing with him.
No.
I thought, you don't like that? No. You didn't like your wife when she was big?
But I couldn't touch any, like, my... Well, couldn't touch anything.
Just, why?
Because everything was so sensitive. I had bits about it that my wife... And this, I'm doing jokes. But it was really true. Like, when she breastfed, and she, like, her boobs are so sensitive that they get big, and I'm really into that, but then they go back down. And then after the second kid, which you haven't even experienced, her tits are all fucked up.
Yeah, I'm not going to do... I'm actually not going to do that now.
I go, one looks like a man's wallet. It's just tough. It's just...
like one of those magic wallets?
Yeah, magic wallets.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what mine looked like. Yeah.
Talk about Louie. I bet your wife loves that joke.
Yeah.
Did she say my tip looks like a wallet?
A man's wallet. Yeah, the other one looks like a leather satchel.
A nice wallet. Like nice Coach. Wallet.
Yeah,
like
Coach. Yeah.
With a button.
A $200 wallet. Yeah, we're not talking some Velcro piece of shit.
Well, here's the thing is when the baby, okay, it's coming, it's going to happen. But when it happens, I literally had the shittiest day of my life. I was fucking pissed off. I just was miserable. And I said to her, I go, I'm glad this fucking day is over. And she went, okay, honey, relax. It's over. Go to sleep. I shut the light out and she went, my water broke. And I went, my life has not been the same since. But that night, I remember when the water broke, I forgot everything that we were taught. And I remember I just started smelling the stuff. Because that's all I can remember. You have to smell it and look at it.
You have
did
to
you
smell
you
it?
You say you have no, to smell
nobody,
it?
Nobody did
well,
that.
Let me finish. Nobody.
Which class did
no,
you go to?
No, don't finish what? Yet. Go back.
Yeah, go back.
Okay.
Smell what stuff?
Yeah. Okay, first of all, okay. I'm going to explain something. I had
a baby born on the West Coast. I don't know what you East Coast. Okay.
We had a doula come in. Okay. You know what a doula is?
Yeah.
Okay, a doula is, first of all, this girl shows up.
That's the voice the owl was doing earlier.
Hey, let it die.
That
let
deserved
it die.
More.
Look.
That deserved more.
No, stop. I don't like that you give yourself more credit. Go fuck yourself. They're the ones who tell you if it's
I'm
funny, not
biggest
you.
I'm fan.
Yeah,
I'll indulge it. Mr. Kelly, smell the water. Smell the water, Mr.
See?
Kelly. Time to smell the water.
All I needed is the help of my friend Al.
Can you say it?
Commanding presence. I know what I'm doing.
Okay, here the doula comes over. She says we have this meeting with the doula. It's a 3-hour thing at the house that you know where you pay for. It's like hundreds of dollars. It's fucking crazy.
Such a racket.
It's a racket, but I need to learn. I want to know about this whole process. Shows
they
up.
They have hospitals out where we live. Yeah.
Well, no, we did that too, but this was an extra thing. My wife, we went to the hospital, but we went to this extra thing.
They have hospitals in Africa.
So
too.
She,
shitty ones, but
you got to drive 5 hours to get to it. I'm sorry.
You think Kaiser's bad here? You should go to. Am I fucking 100 years old making a Kaiser joke?
So, and in Canada, on top
it.
Of it, where
oh,
we didn't
yeah,
have
you guys
Kaiser.
Have no idea. Yeah, thanks.
So I show fucking. Up. The girl comes in. She's fucking an 11. I mean, a fucking 11.
The doula?
I literally. The doula is fucking smoking hot. J-Lo hot. She's this light-skinned black girl. And I'm like, like a Cosby kid. Bad fucking reference.
Yeah.
not those Cosby. The ones from the show. So anyways, she comes in. She says hello. She starts laying all. She takes like a little baby out and a net and all the stuff and these charts. And we're sitting at the table. And she goes, okay, before we begin, I want to just... And my wife went, ha! And I just went, oh, my God.
It takes special ladies to be married to us. And yes. My wife would have done the exact same fucking thing. Can I just jump in real quick?
Please, yes. This is a podcast.
I had to go to...
You have to be quick.
I had to go to a training. And so I'm working... I was supposed to take over my parents' family business. So I was working 75 hours a week doing stand-up and trying to do sketch comedy. So I was fucking exhausted. Now
what's
I got
your family
this baby,
business?
I used to fire people, so we take over.
You were Donald Trump?
No, I was George Clooney from Up in the Air. So I would take care of other people's problems.
Wow.
And so I fired over 1,000 people easy, and I'm driving around doing that, trying to manage both things, and then I have to do all this baby shit. So on Saturday, after I've done stand-up, I've got to go in the morning to this prep class where they had the fake baby.
Right, yeah.
And they said, Husbands, why don't you go and you massage your wife? Yeah. And all the good husbands that make me look bad are all on their wife's shoulders. But I'm so fucking tired that I go, I'm gonna massage your feet. So I go down and I lay and I start massaging my wife's feet. And I fell asleep. And my wife in the class, and everybody was shocked because they all said, and I started snoring. And my wife kicks me in the fucking head in the class. Yeah. And I go, like that. And then they all just look at me like, you fucking horrible, horrible man.
Well, that's why and I had the girl come to my house.
That's much
and
better.
And she got my,
she's
this
hot.
Is the fucking craziest part.
How about
this chick's smoking hot. My wife's in yoga pants. She's in yoga pants. Greatest thing ever invented. She goes, okay, what you want to do when she's in labor, you want to massage her, so get her on all fours. She puts my wife on all fours on the couch. We have this little thing called the cuddler.
Yeah. I bet you at your place it's not that little.
She gets... It's not me. It's Can we just have a bomb hat? Can we borrow your hat? Just throw it at him. That's the. There they go. That's you. Listen. So, she gets behind my wife on her knees, behind my wife on her knees, and she starts rubbing my wife's ass, kind of like, you know, opening it and closing it. And then she goes, come over here and look, my wife is here, her face is, I'm like right here near my dick. And I literally look at my wife, I'm like, should I take my dick out? Like, am I fucking, is this, like, I don't want to fuck this up. Is this why she was $300? Like, But that's what she told. She said you when the water comes out, it's not water. It's like Purell, by the way. It's gooey.
It's thick.
It's not water. They should tell you. I wanted water when it was gooey and thick. I almost fucking threw up on my wife's face. And then they said you have to make sure there's no. It's not discolored and it doesn't smell weird, right? Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I'm sorry. So what does it smell like? Do they give you an idea of what it smells like?
It smelled like nothing.
Nothing.
But I'm doing this, like looking for blood things or something, like a penny. I don't know what the fuck I was looking for. And then you have to go to the hospital, and then they tell us, yeah, go home. Well, I'm like, what? Go home, come back tomorrow at 1. She's not ready yet. So we had to go back home, go to sleep with her water broken. I'm in my head, that's what the baby lives in. He's dying.
Yeah.
The baby's dying inside my wife. Yeah. Like, there's no water. It's on the floor. And he's dying. And then we went back the next day, and it was one of the craziest things ever, because I remember the fucking guy, the epidural guy, came in and then when he was leaving, my wife's tits hanging out, her vag is out. She's like, ugh, like dying. And he goes, hey, Comedy Cellar? I was like, really, dude? Are you fucking shitting me?
I'm a
my
fan.
Wife would kill me if I said this, whatever I said, the wallet thing. So, did your wife shit?
Yes. Here, but I never told my. I do it in my act. I say it in my act. But when she asked me, did I really? And I always said no. I was kidding. It's for the act. I saw a shit nugget, and it fucks me up to this day.
Yeah.
It was a nugget, like that big.
But a solid turd.
It was a solid turd. Yeah. Yeah. It was. Yeah. She was. She's very healthy.
It's better than flat, just right.
Why, did your wife shit?
No, no.
Did that's, you see
but
it?
That's my shit, sir.
Did you?
No, they had to cut my baby out of my wife. If
oh my
if you're
God,
asking. Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
he was dying in there.
So you had a cease.
That's what they call it.
Yeah,
yes.
Cutting them out.
Yes.
Well, that's worse because they actually literally have to take her whole intestines out, put them on a table next to her.
And I watched the whole thing. And as a horror movie guy, it was still too fucking gnarly. Like, I've watched, like, Eli Roth movies and shit like that and fucking Spanish and Italian horror films. But this was, like, fucking Bava and all that crazy shit. But, oh, too much.
It's too much.
But, and the we asked for the Beatles to be playing, so...
What are you, fucking gnome?
Just to ruin the Beatles for you?
The band. I actually had the band, the remaining members of the Beatles. But we were. I put Revolver on. Why that album? I don't know. But it was my. It was.
Put that wherever you need to, man.
So we had the Beatles play while I'm watching my wife get cut up, and it was kind of gnarly.
Did you videotape it?
Yeah, no.
There's fucking
guys.
Well,
people do the real Bert, but not the, I don't think too many dudes videotape the C-section. Yeah.
I mean, you should.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
I don't think that's legal. Yeah, thank God she didn't get a C-section, though. That would have fucked me up for life. That would have fucked me up for life. And but now they actually have a little baby scar. But back in the day, they look like the Bride of Frankenstein. Just fucking cut them open, and it was terrible.
Sure. Now, does your son have buddies yet? Do you have friends that come over, and then the dads and moms associated with the kids? That's the worst part.
Too? That's a little early for that.
Well, he just started preschool.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It starts now.
Just
be very careful about who you give your phone number to. Because we met a lady at the park, and that lady... my wife's like, my wife is very, very nice to a fault. And she said, let's do a play date. They seem to be getting along.
Yeah.
And that lady started calling at like 7 a.m. and like calling every single day. And my wife was trying to break up with this woman. But she couldn't because she just fucking kept calling. And then we weren't answering. And then we saw her at the park again. And she lost her shit like a crazy ex-boyfriend. So she was at the park going, you're not returning my calls. And I don't know what I did. And I don't know why you would do this to Ethan and Ethan's friend, and they got along so well, and we were going to go to the aquarium, and then you never called me back, and it was a fucking crazy.
Dude, I'm fucking scared right now just having you act it out. Hope she never hears this.
When people sexualize your baby, it's so weird when they're like, he likes her. And I'm like, no, he's fucking two. Shut up, you weirdo.
I had my friend.
He's
my kid
on the slide.
My kid is really good-looking kid. Yeah. This kid said to my kid... I just gotta fucking shake that out of my head. He said to my kid, he goes, dude, your kid's fucking good looking, dude. He's gonna get pussy rained on him.
No.
He goes, you better teach him now. I go, with what? How? What am I gonna teach? Like
Tykes.
Lick lemons?
No, Little Tykes makes a No, it's Little Tykes. Little Tykes does My First Pussy.
Okay.
And they just fucking...
You're going to rub the wet paper towel till your finger goes through?
Little Tykes. All that plastic
go
inside, shit.
Go for payphones and try to see if there's any change in there.
I want to know about this guy. Does he sexualize other babies and be like, that baby's going to get no pussy? You're a poor baby.
He's gonna try.
Are you worried because you think your baby's the one who will get no pussy?
Yeah. What? Mine? Well, he's my son, so yeah. Too real, asshole.
I'm worried. I can't wait to hang out with my kid. We don't talk anymore, but we talked for a minute. I didn't know him most of my life. And then we kind of hooked up in the middle of my life. And I remember we used to talk about chicks all the time. And he was so cool about it. Like, I remember when this girl wanted me to pee on her. And I was on the phone with her. She's like, yeah, I want you to pee. And I'm like, I don't, okay. And then, because I didn't know how I felt about that. And then my father called in, and I went over to and I was like, Dad, this girl wants me to piss on her. I don't know how I feel. What should I do? He goes, well, you know, I wouldn't muster up a piss. Wouldn't drink a gallon of water, but if I had to piss, fuck, I'd piss on her. And I was like, what the fuck? That was so good. That was like right to the point. That made sense.
Why were you having any doubts?
Why would you piss on a girl?
Why not?
Because it's a human?
But she wanted you to.
Yeah, that doesn't make you. I want girls to stick things in my butt, but if they don't, I'm not like, what are you, an asshole? I get it.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, why would you piss on a girl? Have you pissed on a girl?
Yeah, let's ruin Arthur's career. Yeah. Let's get him.
Yeah, but he can say it's some tribal
it,
shit.
But it doesn't. I can
in
get
my
away
country,
with it.
It yeah. means you're a woman.
Yes.
I can always now
lie.
A woman.
Yeah. I can always lie and be like, now it means we are married.
And if I shit on you, we are divorced.
Where I'm from, this is how we introduce each other. Let me piss on you.
With that, no, but it doesn't. You can do some weird shit with that fucking voice.
Of course I can. How do you think I live my life? just go around doing weird shit with this voice. Yeah.
Can you do that real quick? Just take us through, like, you trying to piss on a girl with that voice. Yeah.
Can I be the girl?
Convince her.
What? No. You want me to be the girl?
Sure.
Hey, I thought you were real funny tonight, Arthur.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Can I? You want to hang out?
Absolutely.
You guys shouldn't fuck.
We should. First of all, we shouldn't act.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Speed it up. Yeah. 22-minute sitcom.
May I?
Well, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
What would you like to do?
I want just get some food.
Absolutely. Where do you want to go?
Your house?
This That's is better. Such a long way from pissing on someone.
You're getting there. Leave us alone.
We're building.
From food building. To pissing on them. This is a fucking hour-long show.
In this scenario, am I still in the middle? Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're my girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah you're the
Are you
friend.
Guys going to do this or what? She clearly wants you to use the voice.
Yeah, get.
Are you gonna fuck him?
I'm fucking trying to, but he's wordy as shit.
Should I just be quiet and let this happen?
Wow, what's the weirdest shit you've ever done sexually?
What?
I want to know.
Let's ruin everyone's career.
Yes. I want to know the weirdest shit you've ever done.
No.
All right.
Because I'm so not that
You've
guy.
You've never done it.
No.
Really?
No.
Just sex?
So
regular
normal.
Sex?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Like, the worst thing that ever happened to me is I came on a stripper and she got really mad. And in a Russian accent demanded $300.
Did you pay her?
Fuck yes.
You did?
Absolutely.
She had no bargaining position at that point.
Yeah,
right.
Done.
It's like, I'm done. I'm going to go back to my room and cry. So here, yeah, I'll just walk with me to the ATM. I enjoyed our transaction.
Really?
A long time ago.
Really? Why did you come on her? Like, did you just walk in and come on her?
Yeah,
or was
no.
there a buildup? That'd no. be weird. I'd walk $300 too. If you just walked into the podcast and jizzed on my knee, yeah. I'd be like, give me $300, you fucking weirdo.
What is
no. Was there a buildup?
No, it was several songs. It was several songs.
Mm-hmm. So, wait. So you went to the strip. You paid for some lap dances.
God damn it. You asked me. My sex life is totally normal, but that's the worst thing I could think of.
So, okay, but...
Because I've never done prostitutes or any of that shit.
Never had a prostitute.
No.
Al, you've never had a prostitute.
No.
You've
strip clubs.
No. Never had a...
Strip clubs are like...
Strip clubs.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of strip clubs.
Really? They're great here, right, guys?
No, they're not. They're all right.
They're the best,
fine.
Right?
They're better than
really
New York.
Super, they're really good, right?
Yeah, but... Yeah,
Montreal. That's
yeah, but Montreal bugs me too because they fucking like put a bandana on the seat. Like the seats, like I can sit on it, but it's too dirty for them. It's like you just fucking showed me your asshole.
Fucking Montreal.
I don't like strip
I don't know.
Clubs.
This was Vegas, and yeah, it was
Vegas is great.
Yeah,
they have the best slogan ever. I think it's called "Deja Vu." The best slogan ever. It was we have 100. Good-looking girls and one ugly one. Swear to God, that's their fucking slogan.
If anyone ever gets a chance, though, and please tell me one of you have been there. Scarlett's in Miami is one of the best places on earth.
Is it a strip club?
Yeah, it's a huge one. And we go in, and there's just as many girls as there are guys in there, like patrons. We go in with a couple other comics. And
have you ever jizzed on one?
There's too much. There's a smoke machine and fucking, and then there's just, you don't even see the jizz coming.
Really?
Yeah. So they didn't even know where it's coming from. Part of the show.
In my jizzed on her, you know, I didn't have my dick out, you know.
How did you jizz on her without your dick out? How's that happen? How do you jizz through sweatpants?
Through the bottom of his pants.
Yeah.
You jizz down your leg and you did this? And then it fucking spat out? Was she across the room?
No.
She was just getting a Coke at the bar and you went... just shot out of your boot? How do you jizz?
No, I mean, it wasn't that much. It was all
right
in
now.
Here. She felt it and then knew. But she knew
so
I
you didn't
came.
Jizz on her. She
right.
just
I
felt.
Jizzed in my own pants.
Oh, and she wanted to charge you $300?
Yeah.
And you paid it?
That is bullshit.
$300 bucks and new pants.
I
didn't know.
Why weren't you guys with me in Vegas?
What? Because you're coming on everybody.
Yeah. What a gyp.
15 years ago. Where are you?
Would have gone have and argued ever, on your behalf.
Do you like strip club? You've never been with a prostitute.
No. I've never.
I think somebody's lying. It's just
no,
me.
No, I'm not lying. I'll
I've been with my first prostitute ever, Patrice O'Neill.
He was your first prostitute ever?
Yeah, Patrice was a prostitute.
He wasn't a prostitute.
Cost me $20.
When you guys went to Brazil.
Easy.
I heard something.
Hang on. We went to the motherland, but we're not going to get into that. Okay? I have a fucking kid, and I'm married, and I have to make sure dates are right when I tell that story.
But it's all right to throw me under the bus coming on a stripper.
Well, I didn't fucking shoot jizz out of my boot on somebody. That's... Patrice told me about strippers, hookers back in the day in Boston, and he was like, you know, that's a hooker, that, and I was like, really? And he taught me how to kind of work it, and I remember I won this competition called the Boston Comedy Riot, and it was this big competition, and it was amazing, but it wasn't, I'm a fucking addict, I needed more. I went down and I started looking at hookers for the first time ever. And this older black woman was walking across. And I remember Patrice was like, she's a hooker. She was older, though. She had to be like 40-ish, late 30s.
But attractive enough for you to be interested, like a Pam Grier.
No, more like, I would say the mother specific. On the Jeffersons.
More of a Marla Gibbs.
Yeah.
Than a,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But... I called her, my friend, I went in the back seat, we pulled around, I called her over, I go, how much? She goes, $20 for a blowjob. And I was like, I have $18.50. And she was like, motherfucker, get in. And she got in the car, and I gave her the $18. She goes, where's the rest? I had to give her a quarter, two dimes, and a nickel. And one of the dimes fell on the floor, and she goes, get it, motherfucker. And I remember my friend was driving us, and she took my penis out, and I was just like this. And she took my penis out, put a rubber on it, started blowing me. And I just remember my friend's eyes in the rearview mirror just... Like, it was just like
who
God.
Was driving
look,
you?
My
Jesus.
Friend.
What,
my friend.
I know, but what
yeah,
a creep.
Yeah. I needed support. Maybe if you had support, you wouldn't have jizzed on yourself. And I remember all of a sudden I look in the river and he goes, the cops. And she hit the floor. She's like, cops, I go to jail. You go to jail, motherfucker. I'm taking everybody to jail. You better fucking slow down. Don't. And she goes, baby, get it to the edge, baby. Just get it to the edge. Mama's going to make you come. So I
with
just started
cops.
Jerking off. I'm sitting there like this, jerking off. And she's like, just get it to the edge, baby. Get it to the edge. And I jerked off. And then the cops took a right. She got back up and I had come. And she's like, what the fuck you come for, motherfucker? I said, get it to the hedge, bitch. And she goes, let me out. And I heard her making, I'm sitting there with just cum on my condom. And she got out of the car and she goes, this motherfucker just came for $18.50, jerked himself off in the back of the car. I was just,
that's the best story ever.
Yeah, but that's still a way better deal than what he got.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And at what point did you discover that it was Paul Mooney? Like,
That would have been more than 1850. I actually went to prostitutes. I mean, I've been with a few of them. I kind of... When I first moved to New York and I was lonely, I made love to a couple girls. Like, I, like, kissed.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I'm so I'm such a germaphobe and grossed out. Like, I flip out.
Yeah, you can't
out.
Be when a germaphobe, yeah.
When somebody puts, like, if I go to a get anything, it's like a soft drink, and somebody puts their hand on the rim of the glass, a cup.
Yeah.
Then I fucking get grossed out by that. I can't.
Yeah, you couldn't imagine a vagina with a bunch of other penises in
dicks
it.
Dicks in
yeah.
it. And yeah. I have a horrible thing that I do at hotel rooms. When I
you kill hookers?
I kill, yep. No, I imagine everyone's head hitting the pillow before mine.
Fuck.
And that fucks with me. And so I could never, like, instead of sub dicks in. Ugh.
Well, it's weird now because, like, I love being married. I love being with my wife. But sex is a, it goes, if look, man, I know we're supposed to be like, oh, it's awesome. And I fucking hate couples that are like, oh, we fuck, like, four times a week we make love. And it's fun. And me and my wife fucked for the first time the night before we came here. Like, I was literally itching. I was like, my balls are so itchy. And I, because I was working in the yard all day and I had just itchy balls. And I was going to go to sleep. And she goes, well, I was going to fuck you, but now you have bitchy balls. So I went and I showered.
Showered
like a fucking yeah. kid who was told you get a donut if you fucking take a bath. I ran back out and I'm sitting there and we fucked. It was the first time in a long time. Like, do you guys still have a normal sex life?
All our sex happens after showers.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't fuck dirty. But how long was it after you had a kid did you get back to sex?
This is the most I've ever talked about any of this fucking ever.
So fucking YKW dude, man.
And me and Arthur don't have... I'm adopted. I have no kids. I don't relate to any of this. Just a sad...
Yeah, but so, look, filthy. Someday you will. I didn't relate to any of this shit either. This will
help you out
and
someday.
And then all of a sudden, one day you wake up, you're like, yeah, I want to fucking come in you. And leave it.
Yeah, it's called the pill. I've been coming to girls for a while now.
Really?
I come right in.
What's wrong with you?
I'm risky. I opened
that's
up...
That's not risky. That's fucking retarded.
Truffle butter.
Ugh.
I knew that was going to come on.
Yeah, it had to.
I knew Al was going to say that.
He fucking brought up... Do you know what truffle butter is?
No. Don't do it.
Who knows what truffle butter is?
It'll ruin truffle butter for you.
Come here. Come up here. Stand up. Turn to the crowd. And
tell
them the dictionary definition like that.
Is it not when cum comes out of the asshole and it's all shitty and...
Well, that's not really the dictionary definition of it, but...
Truffle butter, like you're in a spelling bee. Fucking
truffle butter, when...
You want to repeat the word?
Can you use
truffle butter.
Truffle butter. I believe it's when the ejaculate...
mm-hmm. I took his job seriously.
...leaks from the anus.
Yes.
And there's...
it's brown in tone.
...defecate in it.
Yes.
As well.
Truffle butter.
Truffle
yes.
butter, yeah.
You're moving on.
That is actually not as bad as the original. Yeah, it's way better than the original definition that you got.
Now, try being a foodie still. Enjoy your truffle butter.
I like that's your way of turning me off of coming and goes, you said you saw shit fall out of your wife's ass when she gave birth.
Yeah, but it's different, dude. You also see a head come out of her vagina.
Yeah, I mean, terrifying.
No, but then I have that in my act, too. Like, I say that you learn...
Well, stop doing your act on the podcast.
Well, no, but it's true that you learn what a vagina is. It's a fucking door. I mean, it is. It's where all of a sudden the fucking head comes out of there, and it looks like you, and you're like, the shit's like, oh my God, it goes away, and then you have to cut a cord, and it's, dude, I'm telling you, it tumbles real fast, and you change. I used to throw up all the time. Dude, I tell you, I don't puke anymore. I don't fucking throw up.
A vagina is what you make of it. I make it a well, not a door. That's my choice.
Yeah. A wishing well.
A lot of people agreeing with you. It's...
You're going to have kids someday, right?
No.
Really?
No.
Why? Well, you have kids, you have to go back to Africa?
Pretty much, yeah. I have to take care of them.
You must come back to your kingdom. Yeah. Why do you mean you have to take care of them? You don't want kids?
No.
Really?
No.
Did you ever want kids?
I didn't. No, I was really actually anti until I met my wife, but yeah.
Was it her or was it you?
No, we both kind of just matured. I mean,
but you guys did the thing where you had dogs and treated them like kids.
Yeah, we did. How do you know that? Yeah,
I know everything.
I did that too. Keith Robinson said to me, Keith Robinson said to me when I had my kid, he goes, wait till you have the kids, stupid. Your dogs are going to become dogs, dumb. And I'm like, no, they're not. I love my fucking dogs. He goes, yeah, fuck you. 6 months after having the kid, he came up to me. He goes, hey, dummy, show me all the pictures of your dog on your phone. I had none. Yep. They're fucking dogs.
Keith Robbins is a comedian in New York City.
They know who he is. Well, I'm not. They don't, but they should. Yeah,
exactly.
You guys know Kevin Hart? Yeah, he's friends with him. Yeah. If you ever meet Keith Robinson, if you like Kevin Hart, say thank you. Because he brought him from Philly. I love having the kid now. But I am getting nervous that, because I have fucking anger issues, and I saw my kid the other day get mad for the first time and go, eh! And then he went, Dawn! My wife's name is Dawn.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So
he And then he kicked her right in the cunt.
Nice.
I saw an awesome thing. My son was 3 years old, and it was just me and another dad at the park and our two kids, and his son was just a beast. He was his name was Audie, and he was...
What the fuck is his name?
Audie.
Audie?
Little, he was, like European. He was,
It's the car he was conceived in.
Can you do his dad's accent?
Audie, come here. Audie.
Killing it.
So now he's just a huge fucker, and my kids is small, and my son is just happily playing with a shovel and a bucket. And so this Audie comes up and grabs the shovel and lifts my son up. So now my son's standing and won't let go of the shovel. And I see my son have this moment where he looks at the little bucket in his hand and looks at Audie and fucking just Joe Pesci goes, gung, 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 and smashes it against his fucking head until he lets go of the shovel. And then Audie just runs away crying, and my son just goes back to digging.
Did this happen?
Yes.
This fucking happened.
Yeah, and me and the other dad, Audie's dad, he goes, I have to say my son deserved that. And we didn't
intervene.
My
son is never hanging out with your son.
He's 13 now. We're in fucking Cologne, so it doesn't matter. He can babysit.
My kid, he walks up to other kids and hugs them. If that doesn't fucking warm your heart, you're fucking nuts.
Sweet.
If you see two kids walk up and hold each other, I like could cry with that shit.
And then your friend chimes in, hey, he's gonna fuck him. he's gonna fuck your kid's homo for that other
he's
kid.
Gonna, yeah.
He's gonna fuck
he's
him.
Gonna get
he's gonna
it.
Fuck him by the slide.
Look at that little puss sound.
Fuck him by the slide.
Keeping pussy.
Your fucking kid's bi. He's
gonna fuck the shit out of that little dude.
Mike, what's your kid's name?
Lorenzo.
No shit.
Yeah.
Great name.
Yeah.
What's your kid's name?
Rhodes.
Rhodes?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Named after Dusty?
Tom Rhodes.
No. Randy. No, but the Tom Rhodes story is, I spell it different.
Is it Randy Rhodes?
Randy Rhodes, R-H-O-E-D-S. Yeah. And Tom Rhodes, a comedian, old friend of mine, one of my very old friend. Yeah. I run into Tom. He goes, I heard you had a kid, man. What's your kid's name, brother? And I go, it's Rhodes. And he goes, brother. And I go, no, but it's R-H-O-A-D-S. And he goes, still. I'm like, still no. I didn't name my kid after you, Tom. I fucking love him, but I didn't name my kid after him.
That's so sweet.
My kid's name is Maximus.
Really?
Yeah, but I learned that
that's
my
Gladiator.
Awesome. Gladiator.
Fucking
Lorenzo, Maximus, and Rhodes.
Yeah, it's like a fucking band, right? Yeah. Oh, fucking Maximus. I learned that my grandmother's a racist because I said his name is Max, and she's like, no, because she's Irish Catholic, old school. She goes, that's Jewish. It has to be a saint. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Max is not Jewish. She goes, that's a Jewish name. She's like 92 in a hospital. She goes, it has to be a saint. Peter, Paul, Joseph. And I was like, all right, fine. I just literally went on my phone and typed in Saint Maximus because there's a there's a Saint Jew
right
in the Catholic religion. Right. I swear to God.
Saint Juniper.
I fucking Ginevra. Said, there you go, Saint Maximus. And I read it to her. She's like, well, I'm calling him Maximus. And I was like, you're a fucking racist. You're old school Irish Catholic. Has to be a saint, motherfucker. And now she has dementia, so she doesn't even fucking remember this. But
that's good.
Yeah, it's she's a weird story. Well, it's weird too because that's
glad that story has a good ending. Jesus Christ!
Well, what are you gonna do?
That's a terrifying thing. You guys are kids. You can't take a night off. You can't take a day off.
Yes, you can. It's called a wife or a babysitter. Yeah. Oh my God! My wife just hired.
We're in
Toronto. Yeah, I'm off right now.
Right.
Yeah, we're off. My wife just got a hot babysitter.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude, it's bad news.
That's my type of porn.
Huh?
That's my porn.
That's your porn?
Hot babysitter. I felt up my babysitter when I was 11. So
you fucked what?
I felt up. You jumped. Oh. You made that story way more interesting.
How old were you at this point?
She just let you?
Yeah, she was her idea.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. I think that was her way of just like,
Was she 40?
Just feels up. Yeah. Yeah.
Her way of 78. What? What are you fucking talking about?
Keeping us out of trouble.
Yes. Do you go ahead, touch it.
She was like 14.
Is that your
Did you guys not have a TV or an internet?
Go ahead.
Go ahead and feel my tits, you guys. Stay out of trouble.
She actually wasn't even that much older. I was 11. She was like 14. I went to high school with her afterwards.
But Al's character, his second character, is my favorite.
Hey, go touch it. Come in.
She's horny and senile.
Yeah. She Marlon Brando? What the fuck is that? What the fuck? Are you taking a class in L.A.?
Touch it, dude.
Marlon Brando, babysitter, go.
I don't know. So she just let you grab her titties.
Yeah, she
That's
took
it.
A weird big pill and then just let us feel her up for a bit.
She gave you a pill.
No, she took a big pill.
Wait, what?
Oh, she took a pill.
How big of a pill? What?
It was a weirdly big
Benadryl
pill.
Benadryl or something?
I don't know. I was 11.
Ah, that's pretty old.
I mean,
I'll tell you what. If you're old enough to want to fill up the babysitter, you're probably old enough to stay home alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 11 is kind of you. I fucked at 10 was my first fuck.
Well, yeah, you did better.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I swear to God, I had sex with this girl Tawny. We fucked in a bush. And my friend Dickie and Scott were in the bushes kind of helping me, like, dude, no, like this. Because I was doing this circle thing, and they kept popping out because I had a little tiny pecker at that point. And they were like, dude, like this. So I started doing that. And
how old was she?
She was 14. And I remember I had a...
And she was just trying to keep you out of trouble.
Yeah, she was just...
Don't want him starting a gang or anything.
And this is why that guy thinks your kid's going to get so much pussy, because at 10, you were fucking a girl in a bush.
I wish I didn't, though. If I could go back in life and not to have that happen, that kind of fucked me up, because it just progressed everything too fast. So... Later in life...
Everything short of fucking a girl in a bush is not a win.
Well,
I get it.
Yeah, first, second, third base is bullshit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. An old
feeling up chicks? Go
fuck.
What is that weird shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just stuck it in and came on my windbreaker.
10 years old?
10 years old, man.
Did she demand $300?
After which one of these callbacks are you going to go, all right, thank you, good night?
Yeah, not yet. We're almost there.
Jesus, I'm trying to bring it home.
No, you're doing a great job. We're almost there. Don't look at you watching, motherfucker. Where the fuck are you going? Well, yeah, I mean, when did you have sex for the first time?
17.
No shit. What about you?
Guess.
17 and
32.
Close enough. 21.
Really?
But
stand-up comedy gave me the confidence. Like, I started stand-up before, but before that, I had no, you know, there was no
way
it was ever going to happen.
My 17 was garbage, too. Yeah. Like, yeah. That is not, you probably couldn't even, shouldn't even count it.
What about you, Robbie?
18.
Yeah. Really? I thought you'd be earlier.
Yeah.
You got titty at fucking 11?
I had a real dry spell.
Wow.
I got a blowjob at 14 while wearing rollerblades, and then after that...
What was his name?
Hello.
I'll fuck all of you for giving him that much on a gay joke.
Fucking rollerblades.
Fruit boots.
What was your... When would you have sex for the first time?
I was 7. No.
My country.
It's what we do. I was 17 as well.
17?
Yeah.
Wow, so I'm fucking different.
Oh, yeah. Very different.
Yeah.
What, did you think we all were going to fuck someone at 10 on this podcast? Yeah.
I was hoping at least fucking 13, 14, 17, 17.
I didn't touch a boob till I was 15.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Where was this?
It was in school.
Was it here?
No.
In Africa?
It's in Uganda, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, touched a boob, very excited.
No shit.
Yeah.
Like one of those African titties?
African titties. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, free range.
Like National Geographic titty?
No. Like, I take that back.
I went like this. She had a neck bracelet on.
He had to walk 5 miles to touch that city.
You had a cone on your dick.
We were at a house party and we're dancing.
I got 9 more. You have to give her beads.
Beads more racist.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. A house party is not what I envisioned of this story.
You were at a house party.
Yeah. You were at a UNICEF house party. Oh, fuck every one
that
of you.
Terrible. That is terrible.
Hey, yeah.
That
was
horrible.
Rob Mayhew. Yeah. Rob Mayhew.
Yeah.
Rob Mayhew.
I like the beats because that reminds me of that. We're at a house party and we're dancing and I touched a boob and it was the most exciting day of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go underneath?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Better than the day you got to Canada?
No.
All right, good.
Not even close. Yeah.
That's crazy. What was your first time like, Brian?
The first actual... Well, I mean, I'd messed around before, but the actual act was a drunk girl at a comedy show.
No shit.
Yeah.
Were you drunk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you're both drunk.
Yes. And then brought her home and played the first Guns N' Roses record, because that'll tell you around when it happened.
No shit.
1987. Yeah.
Wow.
But 21. But it was like I didn't have the confidence before that. And then after that, you know, a couple in a row. But yeah. But yeah.
Comedy does give you...
Comedy.
Like, I mean, there's no great-looking comedians, really. I mean, we're all fucking...
Anthony Jeselnik.
There are
now. But he's unconventionally good-looking. Anthony's a good-looking guy, don't get me wrong, but his head's thin. You know what I mean? It's... He's not Brad Pitt. He's not fucking Ryan Reynolds.
But for us.
But for us,
he's
a good-looking
Brad
guy.
Pitt.
But we're mostly fucked up. But, you know, the confidence that we get from
whenever
comedy.
Whenever you do see a really...
I know what you're talking about. Because, like, when you see a good-looking guy show up at a comedy club, you're
this?
Like... Yeah, there's no
the
way
fuck
he's
is this
gonna
guy?
Be funny.
Yeah, there's no way. If
Nick Thune, when I first saw Nick Thune coming to L.A., I was like, what the fuck?
You know
I
what?
Told him that. Like, who the fuck
Yeah, thank
is
God he grew
that?
The beard instead of look homeless. Because he is a fucking gorgeous. You're right. He's gorgeous and funny. And he's a nice guy.
Great guy. He's one of
plays guitar.
Makes me sick.
Fuck Nick Thune.
Yeah, fuck Nick Thune.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Fuck
I mean, no.
Nick Thune. Fuck Nick Thune. Fuck Nick Thune. Fuck Nick Thune.
All right, listen.
Well, you got the name of the podcast.
Yeah. I don't know if there's an end to the podcast.
All right, thank you
we
very
have,
much.
We have a name for the podcast. Fuck Nick Thune. Listen, Al, Brian, Arthur, Rob, you guys are the best. Thanks for coming on for the YKWD podcast.
Thanks for having
you guys, thank you so much for hanging out. We'll see you guys next time. Have a good night. Take care.
Let me ask you a question, everybody. No, let me ask you.
Are you getting enough?
Plenty.
Plenty?
No, no. No.
It's okay. All right, enough. So you're not.
No.
I bet you like a little more, right?
Yes.
A little more. Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you a little more. Yeah, they do. And you know what? With 10 free gifts, no. First, you get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a sexy selected toy for you. And third, a little something we know you both will enjoy for both of you. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies. So when she's not home, crank them out in the office. All right? And then you'll love this because you love a bargain. Free shipping on the entire order.
What's this website?
10 free things. This is AdamandEve.com. Oh. Check it out. So just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It can be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Gnome, cock ring, dildo, fucking outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
And just enter the code DUDE. That's DUDE at checkout. 1U. DUDE. It's not DUDE. It's DUDE. And you'll get 10 free gifts, brother, with your one thing. Go to checkout, AdamandEve.com, today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter the code DUDE. That's DUDE at AdamandEve.com.